you know, for those of you who are listening, May being Mental Health Awareness Month, there are lots of ways to participate. One of the ways is we have a bunch of people that we shared our story with, and they're like, I'll host my podcast, right? So if you're someone who wants to share your story, we have multiple different podcasters that are willing to host people to share their story. If you're a podcaster and you want to donate your show, right, a show upcoming, and that's our goal, is we really want to keep providing a community for people to share their story and for people to be heard, but people to also learn. So podcasts, resource centers, discussion groups, classes, we have a community calendar. And you know, if you have a workshop, if you have a, an education, a class, all of those different types of things, we have opportunities for you to participate.
The month of May holds a special place in my heart. Not only is it the month I was born in, but it's also Mental Health Awareness Month, especially here in North America. And I know it's getting bigger across the world. So for this special month, we are honored to partner with Mission Save a Life, a new force in the fight against mental health stigma and suicide. Through education and advocacy, they're sparking conversations that lead to positive change. So are you ready to join the conversation? Take the first step by visiting missionsavealife.org. Join our community, share your voice, and let's amplify the message of mental health awareness and suicide prevention. Together, we can be the change. And know that you are not alone, and you have a community of people that are here and ready to support you. No judgment, just love. Now, welcome to Unleash Thyself, a podcast where we journey into the depths of personal transformation, spirituality, and growth. I am your host, Konstantin Morun, and today we are talking with Jen Wise, the visionary behind Mission Save a Life. In the previous episode, Jen and I discussed her story, what got her starting Mission Save a Life, and we got deep into some of the things that she has encountered in life and how she's been able to help many individuals. Today, we're flipping those roles. That's the twist. She will be interviewing me, essentially, and we'll go into my story a bit deeper, especially around mental health and suicide. Because you see, I've had a fairly difficult period of time back in 2021 and 2022 that essentially propelled me to be here in front of you today and having this show and doing all the things that I do in life. And at the time when I was going through my struggles, I thought I was alone. I thought that no one could help me. And I didn't even want to help myself. And I've come to realize that there was a big, big lie that I was telling myself. And perhaps it's what I've seen in society or in my immediate surroundings. And I want you to know, whoever is listening to this, if you are struggling or know someone who is struggling, know that you are not alone. There's a massive community growing at Mission Save a Life, that Unleash Thyself, and we are here to talk. No judgment, just love. But before we start, I have a small favor to ask. Please subscribe, like, and share your thoughts in the comments. Your engagement helps us to continue and bring these beautiful conversations and stories to light. Now let's get started. Welcome, beautiful souls. I'm sitting here with Jen again. You saw us and you heard us a few days ago. Well, but today I have something special in store for you. We're switching roles. So I'll be the guest and Jen will be the host. Jen, welcome back.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being on my show today. You know, I've never been on this side of the table, but, you know, very happy to take this role. And thank you for having me the other day. And glad we could talk about the important topic of mental health, May being Mental Health Awareness Month, and the new nonprofit that we started just 2 months ago called Mission Save a Life, that you, Konstantin, have agreed to be our media advisor on Mission Save a Life. So I'm going to start with this question. The first question is why on earth did you say yes when I asked you if you wanted to play a role?
I love the question, Jen. Thank you for asking it. Well, the short answer, then I'll give you a longer answer. The short answer is that mental health has been a huge topic in my life, especially more in the last, let's say, half a decade to a decade. And because I strongly believe in helping others become aware of what mental health looks like, really, getting others to become aware of what's perhaps going on in their backyard without them realizing, that drew me to your mission and to everything that you're doing on Mission Save a Life, because awareness is always the first step in anything. And that's exactly what you focus on. And you don't stop there, right? It's all about building a community and having resources for people to go and consume without judgment, just pure love. And that, to me, was enough to be like, you know what? Even though I may not have the time, I'll make the time to dedicate to the beautiful mission you're building and your team, because it's so, so important in today's day and age. Because if I had something like Mission Save a Life, or I was aware of it, or I could have access to it when I was going through my dark times, I know I could have come out sooner and better.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. With Mission Save a Life, we talk about three things: awareness, education, and action. And you talked about awareness a couple times there. For Mission Save a Life, we're trying to drive awareness. But for you, you know, you talked about the last decade that you really struggled with mental health. When did you become aware, right? Talking about awareness. When did you become aware that there was a challenge for you?
Well, I don't know if it was my ego or how I was raised or the environment I grew up in Eastern Europe during the communist time, but I didn't think I was struggling with mental health. I always thought, well, that's other people that struggle, because my ex-wife was still a really good friend. She struggled with mental health for a long time. A lot of people in my immediate family struggle with mental health. Many of my friends struggle, that I always seem to be the one to cheer them on and stay strong for them because they're going through their fights. Now, I wasn't necessarily the best at it, but I was trying to be that strong person for others. And I didn't realize until very late into my battle with mental health, which was about 2 years ago, when, you know, really went downhill after I had what I would call my spiritual awakening, or my awakening to my true self, if you may. And that conflicted with pretty much everything I had known up to that point, because I was living someone else's dream, essentially. You know, I had the American dream, so to speak, but I wasn't happy, I wasn't fulfilled, I wasn't joyful beyond, you know, the basics. And that really sent me for a loop and made things a lot worse before they got better, because finally I had the answers I was looking for, and all the answers were internal, which meant that I had to unpack decades of emotions that I buried deep down, right? Decades of feelings that I never felt and I should have felt and forgive and let go. So I would say for me, I only became cognizant of my mental health struggles in the last months of my battle with it, which, you know, looking back, is kind of like, wow, you know, it took a bit of time to get there.
You mentioned something pretty interesting that I think most people kind of think about. You talked about the fact that you just, one, you use the word ego, like you, I'm above that. I'm not struggling. I don't have mental health issues. That's the other person over there, right? Until someday something happens and you just kind of, what was the turning point? When did you realize it wasn't ego and that you had been struggling? Like what was that turning point?
For me, it was the summer of 2022 when I, was in some of my darkest times. I was even contemplating suicide, which was for me a very new feeling, because I had never have, right? I had everything I would want in life, yet I wasn't feeling good. So that was kind of a wake-up call to me and realizing, wait a second, something might not be okay, because why would I consider that me, this, you know, joyful person, optimistic person with a fairly good life, consider something? So that was kind of my wake-up call, wait a second, there is something here I need to look into.
Well, I was reading an article that talked about only like 15 out of everybody who thinks they're self-aware, only 15% really are, right? The rest think they are, but they do an act not incongruent with who they are. What are some of the things that you do now to get in tune with how you're thinking and how you're feeling and, you know, the things that you just brushed off before.
Yeah. Well, one is not ignoring how I'm feeling, not ignoring how my body feels, not ignoring that self-care that we talked in the previous episode. For those listening, go check it out. Really powerful stuff that Jen and I covered. But really, it's all about giving yourself grace, first of all, to realize that you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to feel less than. You're going to feel down at times, and that's okay. And then give yourself the time to be able to reflect. So, for example, what I do today, and it's something that came up even the other day, I realized that I was going down a path where I started to feel worse and worse about myself and the situation. And I actually paused. I excused myself for a meeting to be 10 minutes late to actually go into a meditation and start to reflect on what's going on. And by doing so, I actually was able to uncover the cause and start to rectify the situation. And by the end of the meditation, everything seemed to be fine. And those are practices I'm starting to really dive deep into, which is all about reflection and mindfulness, giving yourself time to process your emotions and feelings instead of running away from them, which was my default behavior most of my life. It's like, I'm feeling bad, I'm going to run away from it. I'm feeling pain, I'm going to run away from it.
Well, I think we also talked in the last episode about the difference sometime between men and women. You know, I gave the statistic that men are four times more men take their life than women.
Yes.
And you talked about it, the way you grew up. I think for a lot of women, we have girlfriends and we're more okay expressing our feelings, right? And sharing what we're going through. I think sometimes we get a bad rap for that. Maybe, I don't know. But I think women are more comfortable talking to one another. Why? And that's how we met, because you started to talk about your scenario.
Yes.
How did you go from, you know, the society you grew up in that men aren't supposed to talk about feelings? And how did you get to a point where you were comfortable telling your story? Because that's how I learned, that's how we met, was you told your story in a team meeting and that person said, you need to go talk to Jen. How did you get there?
Well, I love the question, Jen. That's such a great question. And I'll tell you, it wasn't easy. And it took, 40 years of my life almost, because I only really started sharing my story vulnerably and authentically at the beginning of 2023. So I guess I was 39 at the time. And how it started for me was that in that dark period, let's call it 2022, most of the year, I did do a lot of amazing things. And one of them was getting clear on my identity. I call it my purpose, my why. So that kind of clarified a lot of things around how I was, again, not living according to my own desires and dreams, but someone else's. And that someone else was society, caretakers, parents. It was a mix of different things that I incorporated into my life. And then, as a result of uncovering my why and my gifts and strengths and going through that exercise, I decided to find a way to give back, to execute on that. And that was the birth of this podcast that we're listening to right now, Unleash Thyself. Now, again, nothing really happened where I would be like, oh, I'm going to open up on my story. But as I was building up the podcast and going through interviews, I started to see people opening up and asking me questions. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I had this idea of like, why don't I go on other people's shows and start sharing about my story? And as I started talking to people like you and others in the audience, all of a sudden I realized that people, A, care about your story, and B, your story carries so much power. I didn't think, honestly, for almost 40 years, I didn't think that my story had any value to anyone else. And I've been up to this point when we recorded this, like on 70 plus podcasts, and a lot of them have been about me sharing some of my struggles and my stories and what I have uncovered. And I've had people from every single show be like, wow, that's a powerful, impactful story. And yet I didn't think that was the case. So sometimes it just takes a bit of courage and say, you know what, let's find like-minded individuals that we can share our story with and then see what happens.
You know, you c- touched on a topic we talked about in the first part, which is kind of like twofold. You are a piece of the puzzle. Everybody is a piece of the puzzle. Everybody has a unique story to tell, and nobody else can tell your story. And you, your story shouldn't look like everybody else's story. But guess what? If you tell your story, there's somebody out there somewhere that needs to hear your story. And the universe, God, whatever, can put those two things together to get that person that needs to hear what you have to say. I remember myself, even I used to do a little bit of public speaking, and I used to be a manager and had a big team that I managed. And just, I'll say one thing that I thought was nothing, to only have somebody come up after me, come up afterwards and say, when you said that, that was me. I related to that. So for you to come out and tell your story about like the darkest time of your life, there's somebody else that's in that dark time that stumbles upon your story. And guess what? They get themselves out and later they tell their story. Because I can't imagine you thought, like you just said, you didn't think that your story would impact anybody else's life.
Yeah, I didn't think my story mattered, to be honest, to anyone outside of me, right? And when I was going through my darkest time, I was in a spot where I thought I was the only one feeling the way I did. So you know how when you go through something, challenging or not, you end up feeling like you are alone. You end up feeling like, no, you cannot bother anyone else with what's going on because you must be the only one feeling this way. You must be the only one that's going through it. And yes, to some degree, we are very unique. But at the same time, we work with the same physiology. We work with the same, let's call it hardware. Our software might be different, but hardware is the same, which means that a lot of us will struggle with very similar things. They won't be identical. But even if like 70% of the story is similar, that's enough to connect you with someone and allow you, if you're the one sharing, to give to that person. And then, of course, in them receiving it, they can give back to you. Because I'm sure, Jen, when someone came up to you and told you, wow, I saw myself in your story, which is something that happens all the time to me now, that empowers you even further to be like, wow, I'm doing the right thing. Wow, I can't believe I'm impacting someone's life.
Any advice for someone where you were back in 2022, you know, like any advice you would give that individual that's sitting there in their darkest place, you know, thinking that nobody cares, thinking that everybody else will be better without them, and thinking that they're all alone. Like what advice would you have for that person?
Oh, what a powerful, powerful question. There's a couple of things that come up for me. But number one is, you know, the person would feel like they're alone, is reminding them they're not alone and offering a safe place to have a conversation, be it virtual, be it in person, doesn't really matter. Just say, I'm here to listen. I'm just here to give you a space to share with me. And you tell me if you want me to give you my advice or just listen. That's what I would do to that person, because I know that if I had someone that came up to me to say that and you know, be kind about it, I would have been like, you know what? Yeah, I would love to talk to someone about it. But I didn't know I had those type of people in my life, even though they tried really hard to help me. I wasn't necessarily open because the approach perhaps was not the one I was ready to receive. And the approach I've realized since then that works really well with people like I was in a situation where you find yourself contemplating life, you find yourself contemplating your choices in life, contemplating why you're doing certain things or if it's even worth it. It really helps to have someone to talk to that just listens, because what's going to happen in the process of you talking about it, you will get to some realizations, right? Another person is just holding a safe space for you. If that's a therapist, great. If that's a family member, or even a coworker, that's fine as well. Or even a stranger on the internet. I've done that for a few people, and I cannot even tell you how powerful it was for both of us.
Or a stranger on the street. I'll tell you a story about that in a second. But you brought up something I remember reading when I started researching all of this, is most times that person just wants a connection. Yes. And the second key part you brought up is they don't want someone to fix it. They just want someone to listen. So the advice, I guess, I would give to the person who's not the one in the darkest despair, but to someone around them, is just to listen. Just three simple words. Are you okay? I noticed you haven't quite been yourself lately. Is there anything you want to talk about? And then that's it. I mean, anybody could ask, are you okay? I noticed you haven't been yourself. Is there anything you want to talk about? You know, and you don't have to solve it for them. They don't need you to. They just, most times, they just want someone to connect to.
Yeah, if I may add something that, Jen, which comes up for me right now, right? I know that if some people in my life tried to do that, and I felt, because I remember the situations, right? I felt that they have too much on their plate for me to unload my stuff on their plate, right? So I made an assumption about their state and what do I have to do. And some of the people that came to me were people that I knew that if I shared, they would want to fix it, right? So we know that most of us have it in our life, but what eventually ended up happening for me was that instead of looking at the people that were closest to me, like you said, it could have been a stranger on the street, but in my case, it was some distant friends, a coworker even, and I was able to open up because, A, I didn't necessarily know their entire environment, so I couldn't make as many assumptions, and I felt, fun enough, more safe to share with someone that's not as close to me as a family member or a close friend, right? So I can imagine many people listening, you may find yourself in a spot, so a community like the one Jen is fostering with Mission Save a Life might provide the answer where you can even anonymously go and share, you know, take a load off your chest, so to speak, and share your struggles.
Yeah, you bring up Mission Save a Life, and maybe we can just talk a couple minutes about what we're trying to accomplish there. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the reasons, I think, why you said you wanted to join, you said in the beginning, is around mental health, and yes. you have a podcast. And, you know, for those of you who are listening, May being Mental Health Awareness Month, there are lots of ways to participate. One of the ways is we have a bunch of people that we shared our story with, and they're like, I'll host my podcast, right? So if you're someone who wants to share your story, we have multiple different podcasters that are willing to host people to share their story. If you're a podcaster and you want to donate your show, right, a show upcoming, and that's our goal, is we really want to keep providing a community for people to share their story and for people to be heard, but people to also learn. So podcasts, resource centers, discussion groups, classes, we have a community calendar. And you know, if you have a workshop, if you have an education, a class, all of those different types of things, we have opportunities for you to participate. Yeah. I know you have some upcoming courses or workshops or things like that. You know, as you coach people now through mental health and through self-awareness, what are some of the topics that you, I don't know if the specialize is the right word, but what are some of the topics that you talk about that are helpful to probably the average, every person, right? Yeah. Anybody.
Well, as I was going through my transformation most of 2023 and things were improving rapidly, people in my life started to take notice. And, you know, as I started doing the podcast in 2020 and all of that, people start coming up to me and say, hey, Constantine, how are you able to do so many things in a day? How are you able to now go from someone that was so down on himself to being this person now that's optimistic and brings out the best in other people and, of course, himself? And I really had to sit down and think about, okay, so what system have I been using that got me to this point? And, of course, I learned from as many amazing people as possible, and I pulled different pieces that worked for me and built a system that then I went on and tried
with other people that were willing to essentially be, I don't want to say guinea pigs because that's a funny word, right? But they were like, hey, you know what? You've done it. So if you've done it, I can do it too. Just show me the system, coach me, help me, you know, guide me, hold me accountable, all that good stuff. And I started trying it with a few people at first, and the results were phenomenal within weeks. And then by the time they were done, you know, 3 months in, they were in a place that they couldn't recognize themselves in, because they made such a big transformation. And the system has 5 parts to it. But the first part, the most important part, is about building a solid foundation. Like any house you see out there, any building out there, it always starts with a foundation. Sure, there was a blueprint that went with that. And we all kind of have a blueprint, like a vision in our life. But the foundation is your most important aspect of building a life that's more in line with the life you want. Now, in my story, the foundation didn't come until later, which is funny because that's why it took me so long to pull myself out and get myself out, because I didn't realize how important the foundation is. And you may ask yourself in the audience, what's the foundation? Well, it's your psychology, your thoughts and beliefs about yourself, others, and the world. So, for example, if I have a belief that my problems are unique to me, and that I don't want to burden other people with my problems, which were, by the way, my beliefs back then when I was struggling, then guess what's going to happen? That's going to create some emotions, some feelings, which is going to create a vicious cycle there of more thoughts and beliefs, more emotions and feelings. And then my actions are
and
going
more
to
separation.
Be
separation.
Exactly. So then my actions are what? Well, my actions, if I believe that and I feel that, that means I'm not going to reach out to people. I'm not going to burden people, in quotation marks, right? And then what are my outcomes? Well, my situation is not going to get any better. So now we start to realize that the foundation is the most important part. And it's usually when you're talking about foundation, that's where people see the most impact almost immediately, because you now start to become aware. And you and I talked about this, awareness is half the battle. Like, start becoming aware of thoughts and patterns. Start becoming aware of feelings and emotions that are coming up in your life. And you start tackling them instead of just delaying them and hope they go away and never come back, which again was something I did. And as we know it, it's not that it doesn't come back. It comes back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the first step. And we'll talk quickly about the other three, but essentially the next part, you know, as we start to build a solid foundation, that's an ongoing process for life, because you always have thoughts and beliefs. And I'm sure you know this statistic, Jen, but 95% of your thoughts and beliefs are done at the subconscious level.
Yeah, automatic. Yep.
Right? Which means that you have to really be taking certain steps to be able to become conscious of some of them. And if it's 95%, that's most, 19 out of 20, which means that you have quite a bit of work to become aware. So there's always more to unpack, kind of like an onion, right? As you take a layer off, there's more under, and you take a layer off and there's more under. But you have the power to start working on this foundation and putting out the big fires right away, which will have a massive ripple effect in your life. And then as you start to build a solid foundation, we talked about the why and the purpose, right? Because that's what I uncovered first. I kind of started with why, when I should have started with my foundation. And it's about that. It's about getting clear on what's your identity. You mentioned the statistics, I'm not sure if in this episode or the previous one, with how men are more likely to take their life, significantly more likely than a woman. It's also because of perhaps how they put their identity into their job or into being a provider or something that's perhaps external of them, right? So that's why getting clear on your why, your identity, becomes so paramount. And something beautiful happens when you do that. You also get to put a spotlight on your gifts and strengths. And there's so much research out there showcasing how doubling down on your gifts and strengths gives you so much more in terms of a return on investment than focusing on your weaknesses.
Well, and, right? So, and I think on that topic too, it's when you start to contribute back to society, when you start to contribute, like, everybody's got these unique gifts and strengths. And when you use it for community, that's when you start to get that purpose. And that's when you start to feel like you're connected versus solely using it for yourself. And your first topic on your foundation, I spend a lot of time on Mind Valley. I've been doing a lot of training, and Vishen Lakhiani talks about rules, the bullshit rules, like all these beliefs that you have and all these things you think. It's like, keep questioning them. Like, is that real? right?
Yes.
Whose belief was that, right? Like, who said that I have to do it all myself? Who said these things? Like, start questioning these bullshit rules, these rules, right? So that you can establish the real foundation, not the foundation somebody else gave you, not the foundation that your upbringing had, not the foundation of school, yes, not the foundation of work, like your foundation, your unique foundation. So I love that piece. Like, so having your foundation, knowing your why, having a purpose that, you know, is serving someone other than just yourself. So what comes next after the foundation and the why?
Well, the why leads into the gifts and strengths, right? So those are kind of step two and step three. And then now you have pretty much all the tools you need to do what? To revisit your vision, because all of us have some form of vision or goals or dreams for our life, and start building a compelling, dynamic vision. Because now you have clarity on the direction you want to go in, how you're going to contribute, right? Your gifts and your strengths. And now it's all about the vision. How are you going to bring it to reality? How are you going to shine your light and be able to be at your peak performance without any of the pressure that we normally see in the world, which is, okay, you got to work hard, you got to be stressed, you got to do all these million things. And as you have your vision, so now you have all four parts that I would call our foundation, right? Foundation, the psychology, the why, the gifts and strength, and the vision. Now it's all about executing on the vision. So going out there and shining your light, going out there and giving your excellence away, like you said, right? It's being of service to others, but of course, it's got to start with yourself. Yeah. And that's my system, and it's the one I've used to get myself to where I am today and make progress day in and day out, and the same one I use with every single one of my clients, be it in a one-on-one or group format, and they're seeing massive, massive changes in a short amount of time because it rewires your brain. It rewires the way you approach life. And this is based in neuroscience, neuropsychology, right? Through my neuroencoding certifications and other research and time I've spent in my passion, which is psychology and neuroscience, right? And then you mentioned the events that I'm putting on. This is a fairly new thing for me. When this episode goes live on May 4th, just a few days after this, on May 9th, there is an event, a four-hour masterclass, where I will be going over this system I just described into as much detail as possible so then you can come into the event, experience it, and then leave at the end with tools and exercises and a clear path forward should you want to take control of your life and become essentially the director of your own dreams and visions.
One, I wanna sign up and learn and explore. One of the things that I've discovered is us as humans always have a knowledge to learn. And even though I may have my tools and stuff that I use because I do the coaching development, it's so important to continue to learn and to continue to fuel your brain with ideas and to hear new concepts because, you know, I went back to one of my journals this morning and looked through it and I'm like, I forgot those were the topics I talked about. So it's always great to be refreshing and redoing the content that you take a look at.
Let me interrupt there for a second, Jim, because you said something so important, which has been a theme for me in the last, I don't know, 6 months, this idea of remembering and remembrance. Like, how many times does it not happen when you end up doing something and then you realize later, wait a second, I just did it completely in a different way than I should have done it or I would have liked to do it because I forgot something. And it feels like that lesson is being repeated in my life over and over to remind me of how easy it is to fall back into old patterns and forget new things that you've learned and forget certain things you were reminded. And also, the power of giving yourself grace and being like, it's okay, that's part of being human. But to your point, like with a journal, like that's such a good way to remind yourself of some things you may have forgotten and put yourself back on the path. I heard the beautiful analogy, or actually a story the other day. Like if you're flying a plane, right, and I didn't know this until recently, and you set the course to whatever, let's say we want to go to Hawaii from where I am here in Canada, 90% of the time, you're going in the wrong direction. is just because they keep making small adjustments to the plane to eventually hit Hawaii. It's not like you set the course to Hawaii and then you're going to be there without doing anything else. You're going to have to course correct every time. Because why? In my case, I forget. Or maybe I'm trying something that's not working for me and then I have to adjust course. And the remembering piece is so, so crucial.
Hey, Constantine here. With a quick interruption, I'm so excited to announce that we will be hosting live events moving forward that are all about giving back to our beautiful community. Now, I have this event coming up on May the 9th, 2024, and it's a four-hour masterclass dedicated to helping you get to a place in life where you can achieve more, stress less, and create time for what you love without sacrificing anything that you care about. Now, if that sounds like something you would be interested in, I would welcome you to come to this event. Now, to find out more, go to calmsuccesslive.com and you'll be able to register for the event. And if you can't catch it live, you'll be able to catch the recordings. And I cannot wait to see you there. Now, back to the episode.
Yeah. Learning, remembering, and as you said, the more often you repeat something, the more it becomes a habit and building the new habits. I know you and I have talked about something before, which is time. And
yes,
you just talked about it a little while ago of like, how do you get everything done? Like half the time I shock myself on the amount of stuff you can get done.
Yeah.
When you know what you need to do and you do it, so many people waste time right in between. Like one of the things I do to help me remember is I block my day into like, okay, I'm going to get up and I go do this. And then I go do this. I work out, I eat, I do, you know, how did you discover time? Like how did you find time in your day to do all the things that you're doing?
I did, to be funny. I mean, I love the question, first of all, because yes, I do talk about creating time. That's one of the benefits of attending my workshops and working with me is I talk about achieving more, stressing less, and creating time for what you love without sacrifice anything that you care for, right? And the reason that came up is because, again, same people asking me, is like, how do you have time for all these things? And at first I brushed it off. I'm like, well, I have the same 24 hours as everyone else. I actually sleep more than I ever done before because I used to sacrifice sleep in order to game more, watch more Netflix, work harder, whatever the case was. And now I get to sleep 7 to 8 hours and get a lot of stuff done. And what I've realized, if we go back to that foundation we spoke of, well, that has a big reason as to how I'm able to create time and then being aligned with my why and then being aligned with my gifts and strengths and having a clear vision. Because why? Life is full of distractions. And in the previous episode, we talked a lot about it, which means, and I'll give you some examples that people can relate to. For example, I suffered with imposter syndrome for a long time and self-doubt. And how does imposter syndrome show up in your life? It's simply a symptom of something bigger. But let's take an example for, you know, you and I are both in corporate and we have to send a lot of emails. We have to send a lot of messages. What happens to the average person? That was me included. I write an email. Let's say it's an important one. I'm reaching out to a C-level executive at a company. I'm writing the email and then I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes going over the email over and over to make sure, you know, the punctuation is okay, the grammar is perfect. And well, that's a sign of a couple of things. Some self-doubt, of course, some imposter syndrome, because you may not think you're good enough to be having this conversation, whatever the case might be. And guess what? You just spent 10, 15 minutes on something that should take 30 seconds. Now, as you start building a stronger foundation and working on your foundation, guess what? You can be able to eliminate things like imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Not fully, but you'll be able to have tools to deal with that. So you catch yourself going over an email a second time, you're like, oh, I know what this is, because now I've done my homework. I know this is imposter syndrome showing up. And now you have the tools to deal with it. So that 10 minutes becomes 5 minutes first. And then that 5 minutes becomes 2 minutes, and eventually it goes down to like the 30 seconds. So now you bought yourself, let's say, 8 hours, or you created eight minutes of time. But how many emails do we send in a day? How many emails do you send in a week's time? How many text messages? How many voicemails?
Yeah.
Right? And that's all of a sudden you freed up 5 hours of it. And that's one basic example, right? Because you talked about a few others, but that's one that almost everyone can relate to. And another one I'll give you really quick, Jen, is all of us can relate with having a tough conversation with a manager or a loved one or a friend or someone on the street cutting us off, and that setting the stage for the rest of the day or the rest of the week, and how that robs you of time. Because I'm in a meeting with my manager, he or she says something I may not like, might have triggered something from my past. All of a sudden, I have a fear of failure coming up, maybe hesitation, overwhelm, stress, whatever you name it. And then what's going to happen? I leave that meeting, and maybe now, because I'm feeling a certain way, I'm going to grab my phone instead of going out to walk my dogs or doing the next thing I had on my list. And I grab my phone to go on Facebook to watch some reels so I can disconnect, so I can feel better. And that's just an illusion, because we know what happens when we do that, right? We just bury down the problems, and then they'll come back bigger and bigger, right? So these, again, examples that anyone can relate to, and that's how we get robbed of our time, time and time again.
Yeah, I like that. Get off your time, yeah. Time and time again. Well, you know, really fun talking to you, and I know we've had lots of conversations on our own time as well about all these topics. And I am very glad I shared my story to someone. You shared your story, and we ended up getting connected, and we're working together on this on Mission Save a Life. Probably reaching the end of our show today. Any last words you have on you know, just the highlight of what's coming up, and then I'll kind of share a little bit just about what they can expect in looking at the Mission Save a Life platform.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jen, for that opportunity. And yes, so for those of you listening right now, the rest of May is going to be dedicated to Mission Save a Life, to mental health awareness, to suicide awareness. And it's all about bringing awareness, bringing information, and bringing community to you. So we would love your support. Jen is going to tell you in a second how to support Mission Save a Life. And no, it's not only about money. You can do so many things to support the mission, and of course, support people in your own life. As for my event, it's called Calm Success Live. It's going to be on May 9th between 6 and 10 p.m. Eastern. You will see a link in the description to sign up for the event. And I would love to see you there, because this event is about changing your life. It's about changing people's lives. And I'm confident with the information I will share, with the case studies, with the tools, with the exercises, you will leave with at least a few nuggets of amazing information you can use in your life right away to then be closer to your dreams, to be closer to that vision and the life you deserve.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you telling your story, and I appreciate you now realizing that you have something worthwhile that others want to hear, and you putting the time together to put a course together for everyone else.
Yes.
So as Constantine mentioned, we founded this nonprofit, Mission Save a Life. And it's just missionsavealife.org. And you can, that's just a little webpage, but it takes you to our community site. So how to get engaged? The first way is really easy. You can find us there, and you can find us on all the social medias. By engaging and going to Mission Save a Life, you're going to be driving awareness. You'll also be educating yourself. Maybe it'll answer some questions that you have about topics. We always post discussion topics. So that's the first place, is go out to social media, like, share, comment, and join the discussion. The second thing is, hey, if you have a question about mental health, suicide prevention, go research it, and then go out to your social media and post what you learned and tag our page, Mission Save a Life. If you're not comfortable sharing, you can simply send us an email. And we can share the content for you. We're taking all the information and building a knowledge base and an AI chat engine. And then the third thing is, we do have the community platform that we've talked about a couple times on this show. You can go to Mission Save a Life, click on the community button, or community.missionsavealife.org. We'll have the link in the comments as well. But that's the platform where you're going to find all the podcasts. You're going to find a community calendar where you'll also find Constantine's workshop. We have a workshop on meditations. We have workshops on the lens method. There's a gal, Carrie, who's going to teach the lens method. It's like, how do you use a camera to get in touch with your emotions, empathy? We've got some really cool stuff that'll be out on the calendar. But then there's also discussion groups. There's a resource library. There's all sorts of things. And the great thing is, it's crowdsourced, meaning you our listeners, our community get to contribute and get to share what you have. And basically it's volunteering and at the same time driving awareness and education. And yes, we do. We also take donations so we can keep the community going and we can, you know, we can keep everything up and running. But we hope to see you join our community. And thanks for listening to us today. And Constantine, I'll turn it over to you to end it however you feel.
No, that was a beautiful ending, Jen. I can't wait to see everyone that's listening to this. Come support Mission Save a Life in whichever way you see fitting your own life. And yeah, look around you. Maybe you're the one struggling a bit. Know that you're not alone. You can reach out and you now have a new community you can reach out to. And if you're not struggling, you may have someone close to you that is. So provide a space where maybe you can listen and you can give them some support. So with that, I want to thank you, Jen, for this amazing conversation. Well, both of these actually that we just completed together. And yeah, I can't wait to see where our partnership will take us.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And thank you all for listening today.
Beautiful soul, you made it to the end of our episode here together. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being with us, for supporting our show. And I hope you got as much value out of this episode as I got making it. And I'm so excited to inform you of the events we're starting to host every 4 to 6 weeks. And the first one is just a few days away on May the 9th. Our events are called Calm Success Live. And these events are all about helping you go from a place of perhaps being too busy, overwhelmed, stressed, burnt out, anxious, and any other ailments to a place where you achieve more, stress less, and create time for what's truly important to you without sacrificing anything that you care about. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, go to calmsuccesslive.com and register today. And I'll see you there. Have a blessed day.